This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, we're in the middle of a news cycle where everybody is consumed, absolutely consumed, with rampage killings. Rampage killings themselves, once you take a very close look at them, you begin to understand how rare that is. But the problem that I have as a Second Amendment advocate is not enough regular people know this, unlike my next guest. She is a writer at American Thinker, and she has just penned a book about rampage killings in the United States. So joining us for the first time ever from American Thinker is Taylor Day. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. How did you come to understand the five stages a rampage killer goes through?
Well, I started writing a novel, actually, that centered around rampage killings. So part of that was researching what was out there in scholar articles. And the more I researched, the more I realized there was such a disconnect between what the average person knows about these mass killings, because we're learning everything from the media, and what the research is actually saying. The research is saying that they're actually very rare, but you wouldn't know that if you were listening to CNN tonight. So part of that was discovering what's called this Levin and Mattis model, which was first proposed in 2009 by two doctors. And they used a different type of model, which is called the strain model and control model, to explain, you know, everybody has this question about how these mass killings occur. And so they tried to explain that in these five stages that happened prior to a mass shooting. The first being there's chronic strain. So the individual has some type of adverse experiences over a period of time. And that could be anything. You hear a lot of people blame mental illness. That could be one of them, although it's pretty rare compared to others. It could be drug abuse. It could be sexual abuse. It could be romantic rejection that we see in some recent shootings. And then that leads to the second phase of uncontrolled strain. So they don't have anybody, they don't develop appropriate coping skills for them that normal people have, and they tend to not have the pro-social relationships that we typically all experience. And then that leads to the third one, acute strain. And that's where something happens, some event happens, and it doesn't even necessarily have to happen to the individual. But it happens, it could be the loss of election or even another mass shooting or just something that affects them very deeply. And this is what the breaking point is. This is where they snap. This is the culmination of all the strain they've had. And they typically react like this event is catastrophic. The sky is falling. And that's what leads to the fourth stage, which is probably the most important. This is the planning stage. So they've already decided that they're going to kill a group of people before they even decide on the location, the weapon of choice or how they're going to do it or anything. They're planning it in this stage. And then that leads to the fifth stage, which is the actual attack. And that's where they target somewhere that either they think people they're disgruntled with, you know, in workplace rampage shootings or school shootings gather, or just ideology differences where they think people will gather that they don't believe with, like on a religious or political level. So that's the Levin Mathis model in short.
One of the things about these killings, these rampage killings, is when I look at them, and you tell me if you've seen this in your research, when I look at them, unlike familicide where the motivation is to kill your family, unlike the 84% of the time where it's drug-related or drug deal-related, drug turf-related, and, rampage killers are killing people they don't know for no reason that is discernible unless you take a very serious look at their background.
Well, that's part of the media escalation of this, is they like us to believe that these rampages are often random, that you can't predict them. But the fact is that 80% of rampage murders occur, they have some type of connection with either the people they're targeting or the location they're targeting.
Okay.
So rampage mass murders are actually one of the least likely to occur compared to, like, targeted ones, which gangland violence would fall into that, or workplace violence, or even terrorism tends to be more likely than just random rampage shooting.
So, with the most common thing I see with rampage killings, with the exception of, I think, Dayton, where the guys, this latest one anyway, there's lots of other things I'm sure that we could go back in time and look at, but just with these latest ones, in Dayton, I think he killed his sister. I mean, and I don't know that we have enough breadcrumbs to go back down the trail and look at this and say, well, he had a thing against his sister, so he was targeting women or something like that. But
yeah.
Most of the time, when I'm looking at it, I'm just seeing them trying to find a gun-free zone. Like in Gilroy, it was a gun-free zone, but he even brought the stuff to get into it without having to go through the checkpoint.
That's right. He went through the creeks to avoid the metal detectors that they had sent up as a preventative measure for something like gun violence. It's really hard to narrow something down as rare as this happens. And you'll see that most of the research says that. But these occurrences are so rare, especially in the scope of all gun violence, so that you can't use typical statistical models that researchers like to use for situations like this. And you're right, they're a part of human history, really. If you look back, I mean, there's recordings of rampage killings in China as early as 530 BC. It's
right.
Been a part of the human experience prior to guns. And even when guns weren't regulated, they were often very rarely used. People chose different avenues like firebombings and explosives and melee weapons and stuff. So, I mean, there's a long history of this, and these tragedies are part of the human experience, and you can't really regulate something like that. Gun control policy has a marriage with mass shootings in particular. The first national gun control policy was in 1934, and that was a response to mob killings like the St. Valentine's Day massacre. So politicians, when the government in general, really needs mass murders to push their agenda. It doesn't matter that they're rare. What matters is that people feel affected by them. And there's research into the consequences of the general mental health and unintended population, like after a school shooting. Students that weren't even anywhere near the community on the other side of the community will report feeling less safe, but they also believe that their schools are more safer than others. So there's this type of mass hysteria over these very small, isolated incidences that seems to have always occurred.
Let me get you to hold right there, Taylor. We're heading into the break. I was too busy listening to you. I was in rapt fascination. So you hang on. We'll be right back. We're talking to Taylor Day, writer and author from American Thinker. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Taylor Day. She is the she's a writer, American thinker, and she's written a book. Tell, what's the name of the book?
It has the same working title as the article, Mass Shootings, The Elephant in the Room. Ironically, that's not the cliche of the elephant in the room. We're not talking about it. It actually centers around this ancient Indian parable that was popularized in the early 1800s by a British poem writer that explains six blind men touching different parts of an elephant and trying to explain what they were touching and how often they were very wrong.
Right.
How everyone was a little bit right, but everybody was wrong.
So, as far as looking at these rampage killings in those five stages, where do we lose this person to where now they're set on their course and all we can do is intercede with them on site?
Well, everything comes down to that planning stage, right? So 90% of mass killers, not just shootings, but all mass killings, whether it's domestic bombings, etc., there were red flags available to the people around them who often comment about it to the FBI afterwards. But 80% of them have explicitly told somebody their plan. And this is important because right now between 30 and 40% of mass killings are actually thwarted by authorities. But if you want to stop them, you have to increase that number. And this is where we as a society really need to figure out the best way to handle that. I proposed a national hotline. Because right now when you suspect that somebody that you love is going to commit one of these atrocities, you're told to call your local police. Well, local police in America really varies, and they might not have the resources or the expertise or the jurisdiction to really do something about it. So if there's a place, you know, that was as widely accessible, like suicide hotlines or Department of Homeland Security, See Something, Say Something hotlines, FBI tip lines, where people could talk to professionals who are really educated in these things and can take proper steps necessary, I think that would go into a long way of more of these rampages being reported before they occur.
Now, there was a, we talked about this on the phone yesterday. There was a grandmother. He sort of intercepted her grandson while he was at a motel getting ready to roll, which this takes us to the next thing. And this is an interesting thing, because you told me that this kid that they caught in Texas, they didn't really know what to charge him with because he hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah, they ended up getting him on a technicality that he lied on his gun application about his address. So that's what they were able to use to confiscate the weapons from him.
Now, see, this is the second time I've heard about this kind of thing. I heard about one up in the Northeast, too, in New England, where they caught him prior and interceded and stopped the rampage killer before he became the rampage killer. But then this sort of opens a question for me, and I'd be interested to see what you would write about something like this. If we catch a rampage killer who has the guns and he's already done all the stuff and given away all of his possessions and he's wrote out his manifesto and everything, and grandma turns him in, mm-hmm. and they catch him before then, why can't they charge him with something but they can come out with a red flag order? If I get out there and I'm like, if I get out there and I'm watching Tom Brady, and I'm not a big New England Patriot fan, if I get out there and I'm going, boy, I'd like to blow a wound canoe in Tom Brady's head. And one of my, well, Billy has guns. He sounds certified. And I think I'll swear out a red flag order on him to let him cool his jets. So I'm getting, I'm losing due process for harsh language.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Now, it's hard to punish these people because, like you saw in Texas, you didn't really violate any crime. Perfectly legal to be in a hotel in Texas with a bunch of guns and ammunition. And so it kind of gets into Minority Report. We don't want to be thought police. Until a crime occurs, you can't really charge someone with intending to commit a crime. But I think just the intervention there plays a huge role. Because
right.
The first three stages are psychological measures, that proper intervention and proper care and giving people proper, you know, healthy outlets for their aggression and learning about their own personal strain in their lives can go in a long way into, you know, you don't really hear about a mass shooter being thwarted, being stalked before he commits it, and then going on to commit a rampage killing because there was intervention there.
Well, that which brings us to our next part, where so if we're going to catch them, and we're going to, I mean, it's becoming a little more common to catch them now in the run-up. If we're going to catch them, and we're not going to arrest them, are we going to treat them? I mean, the ACLU has basically sort of messed that kind of thing up. But we already, you know, it's okay to have involuntary confiscation. We're talking rough, but if we catch this kid, in which most of them seem to be kids, I don't want to ask you about that in the next segment.
Well, right now, yeah. In this era, they seem to be in a younger demographic.
Right. If they catch this kid, are they going to try to treat this kid and help this kid? And we've only got, I don't expect you to answer this right now. I'm just sort of leading you on. So for the next segment, we've only got about a minute. And
well,
last
that's
time.
The goal. And I think that's what these red flag laws really miss is that they focus on confiscating the guns to prevent this crime that hasn't even happened. And you're putting that on mental health clinicians, and they don't want that responsibility because they have no way to predict who will become violent and who won't. And it's just, psychiatry doesn't want to be held responsible for that. They kind of feel like they're being set up to fail in that. But the first three stages are all psychological and can be more or less treated, you know. So if you catch someone in the act and you give them resources that they desperately need, and it's not just that they're undiagnosed schizophrenia, but there's this strain in their life, whatever it is, it could be financial strain, that you can teach them proper coping skills and proper outlets that, you know, they don't snap and feel like the only way out, the only way to relieve their strain is to kill a lot of people.
All right. Hang on for me, if you will. We will be right back. My guest is Taylor Day. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show... Let's get this out of the way here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Hey, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to writer and author Taylor Day. She is from American Thinker. She has written a book. What's the name of the book again, Taylor?
Mass Shootings, The Elephant in the Room.
Now, you don't really address this, I think, in the story. Because I was just stunned that you got the five stages, and I was very pleased with that. That's why I reached out to you. Especially in the gun press, it seems to be a thing, whereas the media is constantly out there harping on the incident and the gun. In the gun press and in the gun media, for some reason, it is the regular school of thought that we should not mention the bad guy's name because it gives him... publicity or notoriety. And I myself sort of think that takes away from placing the blame where it should go, because if you're not going to talk, I mean, how many people remember the name of the guy who shot up Alexandria?
Yeah. Well, so there's a lot of models that are coming out from researchers, especially in after 2010, about how the media should be handling this. And I'm not here to infringe on any First Amendment rights, but I will say that studies, whether from Harvard Business School or there's one from the Arizona State University called contagion and mass killings and school shootings. As you had Dean on yesterday, who briefly mentioned it, the amount of coverage that mainstream media gives a shooting will increase the probability of a second mass shooting. There's like a 13-day window. And that's totally dependent on how much the mass media covered the first. Now, and we saw this in the 1920s when radios became, you know, very popular in everybody's home, that there was a wider spread of pretty much hysteria over gangland shootings and mass killings and stuff. So it makes sense. Harvard Business School says that, study by them, the impact of mass shootings on gun policy, says that a single mass shooting leads to a 15% increase in gun legislation the following year. And that leads to more coverage by the mass media, in which that leads to mass shootings because shooters, and they've even said ones that have been apprehended alive, but they are inspired by previous mass shooters. So there's a difference in talking about the psychiatry or the psychologicalness of mass shootings compared to what CNN does. After a mass shooting happens, their ratings spike. So it's almost like a form of entertainment. They have these flashy graphics and these music and these really apocalyptic language. And it's almost like the season finale of American Idol, the way they treat these, because they're exploiting the fact that they have higher ratings. Because people justifiably want answers after something like a tragedy like these occur. And they're exploiting it. And then they have politicians come on and they talk about gun legislation. Because they've already decided before that shooting even happened what their stance on gun policy is. And like I said, this is just a cycle that's been unbroken since the 20s and the 30s that led to the first national gun policy in 1935. So it's a cycle that kind of hysteria feeds hysteria, and we just go on from that. And I really hope that my book kind of explains that this is a very rare occurrence and part of the human experience, and has gone back to the 1300s when the first gun arrived. And, you know, there's a lot of myths out there. They say that the U.S. has more mass shootings. Well, that's a lie. The U.S. is number 6 and 6 on the global list of mass shootings. And even just looking at Europe alone, we're number 12, 13, something. It varies each year because, you know, that's the other thing. They're such rare that one more mass shooting can, like, greatly increase the percentage rate of these, you know. So it really is a vicious cycle. Now, I'm not here to impede on any to say that, you know, while they use their First Amendment right to blame this on our Second Amendment right, that they shouldn't be able to say that. But there is – they are actively trying to make mass hysteria, and maybe the same rule of law that says that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater should sort of apply here.
Well, I mean, but you can yell fire in a crowded theater if it's on fire.
Well, right? Yes, but if it's not on fire, if you're saying this is the epidemic, if you're saying that, you know, and it's not just, you know, they use these very small statistics that don't represent all of the mass killings, you know. They use very, you know, that Rashida Tlaib might quote that there's been 251 mass shootings this year, but then the study that says that there's only been 164 mass shootings since 1982, and mostly by white men. So, I mean, there's different ways of looking at it, and they take a very small piece of information and turn it into this huge thing.
Well, I mean,
policy is very dependent on mass shootings.
But, I mean, what they're doing is they're getting out there and they're changing what they're counting, right? They look at a mass shooting if 4 people get shot, whereas the FBI looks at 4 people being killed.
Mm-hmm.
On one set of premises, and in most cases it's somebody that doesn't really have a motive to go in there that is readily apparent, like a drug deal gone bad or, you know, a carjacking or something like that. This is something completely different. It's like Aurora is one.
Yes, very
DC,
selective in what they choose to amplify.
So,
very selective.
You know, the question, and I've been talking about this too. Now, is it because rampage killings are more of a man bites dog story, whereas in Chicago, where they have the same thing happen every 2 weekends that mm-hmm. happened this past weekend in 2 cities? They have the same numbers. They had so many numbers the other day, they had one hospital had to say, we can't take any more emergency cases. So,
Well, that's not sexy enough for the mass media. They don't get ratings when they talk about that. And that's all it comes down to. They're exploiting how we respond to these tragedies. They're exploiting that to push an agenda and to have an actual monetary gain on how upset we are. And that's why they kind of overblow the situation. They ignore other ones. Some studies show that they can accurately predict how much time mainstream news outlets, and for the, just for this, we'll say entertainment outlets, because that's how they're treating these mass shootings,
right.
Well, how much you'll cover a story, and it's totally dependent on the ethnicity of the shooter as well as the victim count. So they're very selective in what they count. There was a mass shooting done by a woman back in 2010 at the University of Alabama, Amy Bishop. And they barely spent any time on her. And,
right.
And I was looking at past New York Times articles about her, and they were very sympathetic to her. Now, she opened fire with a 9mm handgun in a routine biology department meeting, and she killed a few colleagues. She injured a score more. So, I mean, they're very selective, and that's because they know what gets them ratings, and they know what's going to motivate people to donate to political campaigns and what's going to motivate people to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, now you're getting to the meat and potatoes. Oh, how nice. Listen, we're coming up on the next break. If you would take the time to let people find out where they can find the stuff that Taylor Day does.
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. My handle is Tabychi. That's T-A-B-Y-T-C-H-I. Use that for all my social media handles, kind of have a monopoly on it. And I will link the studies that I think offer the most information to this after this show.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my pops want to toss and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to writer and author Taylor Day from American Thinker. You were getting to the meat and potatoes of why these guys do what they do the way they do it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the politicians on the left really want to ban everything and take everything away when this is such a good campaign issue?
Of course they do. Now, if you look in history, the government has always been outgunned by the civilians in America. And it's one of the things that the forefathers wanted. They knew that their Pennsylvania rifles were superior to the British Barrel Best rifles. They knew the importance of that. That's why there were no limitations. Privateers could have cannons on their ships, and frontiersmen could stockpile ammunition and guns for their heart's content. Now, the government kind of got concerned about this, especially in the earliest 20th century when prohibition happened and when mobs were getting very rich off of bootlegging alcohol. But they noticed that they were very outgunned by the civilians. Short barrel rifles that mobsters were using were much better than anything that was government issued at the time, because the government tends to look at the cost effectiveness of things. Just like the gun that won the West, the repeater, was better than the single shot muskets that they were using at the time. So the government has a concern about Americans being better armed than them. They really do. And that's why the first national gun policy really came into effect, is that the radio and media at the time was able to amplify these mass shootings and cause an emotional and psychological reaction in the general population, far reaching than any massacre that had happened prior to radio, as a reason that people were very fearful of guns. And I think that if we're going to have psychologists and psychiatry come into the gun debate with these red flag laws and stuff, which there's a consensus that they don't want that responsibility in the first place, but they want to be able to explain why some people are very pro-gun And why some people are very fearful of them. And that will go a long way into the national conversation about this.
Do you think most people that are, like, some people in certain cities like New York, you know, in New York, the police officers in New York have a 12-pound trigger, which is, that weighs more than the gun does by a factor of three. And it's that makes up for the lack of training, so they don't inadvertently pull the trigger when they shouldn't. But having said that, sometimes when they try to engage a perpetrator, the trigger pull is so heavy that they miss the perpetrator and hit bystanders. There's two incidents where there was a suicide by a cop out in front of the Empire State Building. Guy killed his boss and stood there waiting on the cops to show up. Cops got there. Shot him, but shot seven bystanders. So in these areas where they're not growing up with guns, they don't have them in school, they don't have a background like I did where all of my classmates carried them to school in the car on the rack and to go hunting or shooting later on in the day. Is that why they're afraid of guns? Is it because of the media's portrayal of guns? Is it what the politicians say? Is it one big toxic stew that has been stirred for a few decades that leads us to today?
I think there was an interesting study done by the University of California that they wanted to see how guns were purchased right after a mass shooting. So they used very statistical data to show that gun sales rocketed after a mass shooting, despite what people were saying on the media. And a lot of that was the mass hysteria. And then they broke it down to see if, well, were these already previous gun owners that were just adding to their stockpile of weapons? But what showed was that there was a huge increase in first-time gun owners purchasing a weapon. And I think that goes a long way and kind of combats their narrative a little bit. There's just so much misinformation that the media puts out. They pretend that mass killings are on the rise when, no, they're really not. They pretend that America was peaceful and didn't have these problems 100, 200 years ago, and that's a lie. There was just different reasoning behind mass killings in the 19th and 18th century than there are today. But they all come down to, you know, personal strain on the individual or individuals, because multiple rampage killers, sort of like Columbine, how there were two involved, or San Bernardino, where there were two involved. They were more frequent in the early American history. So there's just a lot of misinformation. They pretend that their gun policies are having an effect when they're not. They're not having effect on gang violence in Chicago. And all the research I've seen leads to show that there is zero effect of gun policies, whether, and that's whether they loosen regulations or tighten regulations, have zero effect on future mass shooting. But the number one predictable factor in future mass shootings is the media and how they choose to cover these mass shootings.
It's sort of messy, isn't it? To unwind it would be a monstrous task, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. I like to imagine a world where, you know, we went 143 years without any federal gun regulations. There were state regulations, but they were more like you can't carry in church or at town hall meetings. But there was no sweeping national gun regulations. And now we go every single day and we hear about, you know, these are there's set policies that they have, regardless of what's actually occurring, about restricting gun access or loosening it. They don't have any effect on future mass shootings. Whether they have effect on ordinary gun crime is always going to be a point of contention. That's why they're always gridlocked in the state legislators. But I imagine a world where we didn't restrict the Second Amendment, where there was no infringement on it, and like what that would mean in 2019. And the Second Amendment doesn't just apply to firearms. It applies to arms in general, whether that's swords or, you know, the development of nuclear weapons. Could you imagine if civilians could have nuclear weapons? First of all, no one would be able to afford it. Maybe Jeff Bezos, but he would go broke in the process.
Right.
But American ingenuity is a beautiful thing. And I don't think if Jeff Bezos owned a nuclear warhead, he would be very worried about Iran. He would be trying to get us to Mars, you know, with that type of technology. And so I think the infringement, any regulation about guns is more harmful than it is productive. It's not causing a decline. Firearms haven't really seen any technical advancements for 60 plus years now. And if we are becoming less violent, that's just due to a smarter society as a whole. That's not due to any one particular gun policy. And right. If anyone tells you differently, they're lying, because gun policy is just slapping a Band-Aid on a bleeding artery. It doesn't have any, you know, effect that can be supported by data or research or academia or, like, people that dedicate their entire lives to researching this.
Right. So we're about to, run. This is the thing about radio, Taylor. When your voice goes cracks on you and you're trying to ask a question, you just got to let that happen.
Yeah.
So we're about to run out of time. This has been good. So, like, if I reach out to you later on down the road, can I talk you into coming back?
Of course. I would love to.
Okay. Taylor Day, you can find a nice archive of her articles. All of her articles are very good, very good work, at AmericanThinker.com. Where can they find your book?
Well, my book is still in process. I'm talking to publishers right now. I'm really hoping they work out. Everything seems very positive, so I'm hoping that will be on shelves within 12 months. I just wanted to put out that article because of, I think it's just something people really need.
It was timely. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's another episode of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.